USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Turkish government has reportedly told U.S. officials it has audio and video recordings that prove Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul this month. Many U.S. lawmakers, including many Republicans on Capitol Hill, now demanding answers, while President Trump says he's not yet ready to cut off ties with the Saudi government.
They're spending $110 billion purchasing military equipment and other things. If we don't sell it to them, they'll say, well, thank you very much, we'll buy it from Russia, or thank you very much, we'll buy it from China.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael, one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the U.S., has risen to 11, as five more people were added to that toll who died in the state of Virginia, and they do believe that number could still rise higher. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wurls resigning amid the ongoing clergy sex abuse scandals. The Vatican announcing this morning that Pope Francis has accepted Wurls' resignation. He was facing increasing pressure to step down after a Pennsylvania grand jury report found over 300 priests in that state sexually abused kids over a 70-year period. Wurls was the Pittsburgh bishop from 1988 to 2006. The nation's first lady says some people working at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue are people that she and her husband don't confide in.
First Lady Melania Trump says there are people working in the White House that she and the president cannot trust. These people, holdovers from previous administrations, and some have been let go. Melania Trump making the comment during a sit-down interview with ABC's Good Morning America.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky there. A downward spiral on Wall Street may be ending. Futures indicate a strong opening at the opening bell today. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump's lawyers are reportedly ready to answer questions in the Russia probe. CNN citing inside sources is saying that Trump's legal team is prepping written responses to questions from the special counsel Robert Mueller. It's unclear if the president would agree to be interviewed in person. The written questions are said to focus on possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians trying to meddle in the 2016 election. Investigators also looking into possible obstruction of justice over the firing of FBI Chief James Comey. This week's slide on Wall Street could be ending as the Dow Jones average is heading for a surge at Friday's opening bell based on futures trading. Investors racing to buy while prices are low after the past few days. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also poised for increases. The tech stocks have led the decline in recent weeks, or actually I should say recent days, with concerns over tariffs on imports from China hurting many American businesses that make products over there, and that includes Apple. And Carson Wentz threw three touchdown passes. Big rivalry last night in Thursday Night Football, and the Eagles come out on top, jolting the Giants 34-13 at MetLife Stadium. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.